views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Listening to the Psychic Professors Show, the Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes. This hit call-in show will answer any questions you have about spiritual communication through on-air readings and spirit artistry. Get ready to receive breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten your life. To say this show is educational is an understatement. Dr. Susan is the medium through which spirit communication occurs and fills the canvas of your life.
Everyone, this is Dr. Susan Barnes, and I'm broadcasting today live from the Afterlife Conference in Phoenix, Arizona. And we're going to have some really interesting people stop by and tell us a little bit about their afterlife work. As you know, the Psychic Professor Show is the voices of spirit, and we have some of the most knowledgeable people talking to us about afterlife communication and spirit communication. Today, the conference has over 500 attendees from five different countries as far away as Australia. And I have my first guest here, who is Cyrus Kirkpatrick, and he has written a book called Understanding Life After Death. So Cyrus, maybe you can tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, hello there. It's nice to be here. I'm just taking a quick breather here. I'm actually about to go on stage here and just possibly in like 10 minutes want to come by real quick and say hello. The book is really kind of an objective analysis of the evidence that exists for life after death for people like myself who are critical thinkers, people who want to break down the evidence and find out what's really going on. So that was my book. And I also, in the book as well, I've gone into a lot of my personal experiences. My presentation is about out-of-body experiences, which is a really interesting way of contacting the other side. And through out-of-body experiences, I've met and talked to a lot of people who are on the other side, and so I get to share some of that tonight.
Now, I have to ask you, what are you talking about in a few minutes?
I'm sorry, what's that?
What are you going to be talking about in a few minutes?
So yes, we'll be talking about out-of-body experiences here at the symposium. And so that is the practice of being able to actually travel outside the body and communicate with people, including loved ones, in a very direct fashion. And so my presentation is I'll be talking about that, a little bit about how you do it, places I've seen, and some overall conclusions that I've made about what the afterlife is like.
Oh, that sounds really wonderful. I know that this new area of afterlife studies is, they're talking about it being one of the hottest new areas of research to look into. So I hope your presentation goes well.
Thank you.
And thank you for talking with us.
Yes, you're welcome.
And let me see, I am about to have my second guest come on, and it's going to be Keith Clark from iDigitalMedium.com. Welcome, Keith.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. And why don't you tell us a little bit about what iDigital Medium is about?
We're a group of volunteers that we started out as experimenters, and we worked together to find new ways to be able to communicate with spirit using electronics. We're also involved in other things, such as we're concerned about the preservation of information regarding life after death. So a lot of our focus is presently on getting people to the information that they're looking for.
So now, do you help people? I mean, can people contact you, and can you then try to help them to connect with their loved ones?
To some degree, we can. Actually, Sherry Pearl, who was giving a workshop here, actually teaches people how to do exactly that. She also happens to be one of our team members. Our team members are actually spread out across the world, and they're involved in a lot of different organizations and aspects. Anybody can write us at any time at info@idigitalmedium.com. We can ensure that if we can answer your question, we will. If we can't, we will certainly get you to the right people that can. That's the best we can do.
No, that sounds like it's more than the best. So why don't you tell people how they can get in touch with you?
Certainly. Well, our website is digitalmedium.com. And we're pretty easy to find. We're on Facebook, we're on YouTube. And you can come to our website and email us or contact us anytime. There's contact forms, there's emails. Just type in iDigitalMedium, all one word, and you will quickly find us.
Well, thank you. Thank you for all of that. Is there anything else you want to say about what you do?
Sure, there's some interesting things going on. We just had a meeting here at the conference that had to do with ITC, Instrumental Transcommunication. And we're hearing some interesting things around the world. There are communications occurring by a lot of different people, not just using the traditional methods of EVP, but also in synthesized voice, different experiments using computers. And it extends not only to just people in spirit, but we're receiving indications that, shall we say, non-physical personalities, or people that don't have bodies, but are not necessarily considered people in spirit, also seem to be communicating with us. So some may call those extraterrestrials.
Well, you're breaking up a little bit here, Keith. So I would just say that what you're doing, especially with the EVP and the electronics, are really, really interesting. And I would encourage people to check out your website at iDigitalMedium, one word, .com. And he is another one of the afterlife researchers who's trying to get in touch with the other side. What?
I forgot one thing. For anybody that's not aware, in addition to the experiments you conduct on your own, we host live streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, this means that when you go to our website and you find a live stream section, when you put on those headphones or you press play and listen on those speakers, you are listening to people in spirit trying to affect those electronics live from 2 computers in Florida and 1 computer in Arizona. It's not recorded. It's live. It's real time. And if you do have any interest, you may want to go ahead and check those out. That's actually one of our pride and joys and things that we truly enjoy developing and researching. Thank you.
Well, that sounds really, really interesting. And I do encourage people to go to your website and hear this. And let's see, I know we're coming up towards a break, so before I bring in my next guest, who's going to be Jan Vandensend, I'm going to just talk a little bit about where I am here. I'm sitting here at the table of the prayer registry, which is Sherry Pearl's group. And I would tell you, we did do a show with Sherry and Vicky in the past. So if you go to www.spiritartgallery.net, you can listen to some of our previous programs and shows. And Sherry's here trying to recruit people to become part of her prayer registry. And what Sherry does is she tries to connect parents, there are lost children in the afterlife. So it's really, really good. Sherry's also written several books And one of her books is Healing from the Inside Out, and it's available through Amazon. And it's a wonderful book that is now available for everyone. So she talks about self-healing and the power of that. She was healed by the famous medium Harry Edwards, and that was the inspiration for this book. So please look for Healing from the Inside and Out by Sherry Pearl. Also here, we will also, in the future, we shortly will be talking to people who are helping parents to heal from losing children on the other side. And with that, you're listening to the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes here on Transformation Talk Radio. Our website again is www.spiritartnet. So you can go there and you can find out all the things that we're up to. And with that said, we're going to take a short break here. And when we come back, we're going to come back with Jan. So thank you very much. I'll be right back.
Now you can be a part of one of the most powerful programs to help create a more joyful, loving, abundant, and peaceful world. Every day at 12 noon in any time zone, join millions of other people around the world to spend a few minutes in joy, love, and gratitude. Brought to you by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. Together, we can raise the vibration of the planet. For more information, visit globalmomentofjoy.com.
Have you ever said to a friend, "I am trying to be less stressed. I am hoping to meet someone special." Or how about, "I am working on getting a job I love." Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Words like hoping, wanting, and trying may seem innocent. However, they carry with them emotional weight that actually blocks energy. Next time you start to say these words, say instead, "I am becoming less stressed. I am looking forward to meeting someone special. I am pursuing a job I love." While your brain may resist, note how your body physically feels as possibility of success suddenly appears. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Hello, and we're back on the Psychic Professor's Show with Dr. Susan Barnes, and we are broadcasting today live from the Afterlife Conference in Phoenix, Arizona. And this is quite a conference. We have over 500 people here that are researching afterlife communication. And my next guest is Jan Vandensande. He's a former professor, and he is a research physical phenomena person. He's also a physicist from a former life, but he's very involved and very interested in physical phenomena and physical circles. So welcome, Jan.
Well, thank you, Susan. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're really welcome. I saw a really wonderful presentation of yours earlier where you showed us some incredible pictures of ectoplasma.
Yes,
do you want to talk about that?
I'd love to, because it's my specialty. I got involved in physical phenomena back in 1970 when we were lucky to attend circles where we had mediums who produced ectoplasm, which is what material that comes from the body, from the medium, and forms into what they call full materializations. It is an extremely rare phenomena, but it is so well documented now. And in my presentation, I showed slides of pictures taken by a professor friend of mine, Professor Jack Allen, who took photographs of seances with a particular medium in Johannesburg, South Africa, where they had these materialization photographs. These are the best photographs I have ever seen. They're 100% genuine, and I vouch 100% for the photographs and the medium. By the way, they are in my book. So if anybody's ever interested in seeing photographs of what materializations, what ectoplasm is like, how objects move around the room in the seance room, these are the phenomena that, without any doubt, show there's life after death. And Susan, can I mention my book? Is that okay?
Yes, you did mention your book. In fact, yes. I just bought a copy of it, and so I'm going to plug it. It's Life After Death, Some of the Best Evidence. So it's really, really quite an amazing book. The pictures are incredible, and they're the pictures that you showed us today. And they are, and I agree with you, some of the best materialization images that I have ever seen. And they're also images that I've never seen before. So if you've looked at ectoplasma, you haven't seen Jan's pictures yet. So I encourage you to look for his book. And where can they get it?
It's on Amazon.
On Amazon.
Yeah, just Life After Death, Some of the Best Evidence. Just type in the title. And you can get it on Amazon. You can get a Kindle version or the hard version. I recommend the hard version because you see the photographs. Because physical phenomena like that are the best proof for evidence of life after death. Especially like in some of the circles that I sat in and friends of mine sat in, where relatives that were been deceased, dead relatives, come and materialize. And the sitters are either their spouses or their parents or other relatives. That is phenomenal. I've seen it, we've experienced it. And you can imagine that you have a dead husband or wife and they materialize in front of you in a seance. There couldn't be any better evidence for life after death. And that's why I'm so passionate about this. As a professor of physics at Cornell, I was ridiculed for believing this. They told me, how can I believe in this nonsense? Well, if you see it and experience it, you believe it. And the people who I experienced it with, one of them was a professor of anatomy at the university where I was in South Africa. There's no doubt these things exist. If you just look for it, they are there. Don't ever poo-poo it, and they will provide the best evidence for life after death, and that we are going to a spirit world.
Yes, and I mean, I have to say, yeah, your pictures are very, very convincing about that. And even from my own personal experience of hearing my father's voice come through an ectoplasmic voice box, it was quite incredible to hear that. And I can't even describe how I felt. So where are you going next with your research and work?
Well, at the moment, I'm sitting in a developmental circle. We're trying to develop one of our mediums into a materialization medium. He's been told by several psychics that he will become a medium, a materialization medium, He's not quite there yet, but we are getting at the moment table levitation, where we put our hands on a table in the dark and the table levitates. And we also have chimes hanging from the ceiling in the room. And during the sitting, the chimes start ringing. So we know the spirits are there. They can ring the chimes. They can levitate the table, and it stays in the air for as long as 1 to 1.5 minutes sometimes, which is phenomenal, 3-4 feet high. And we know we're getting close, and we hope to develop our medium into materialization medium so that we can get, you know, ectoplasmic formations again, can get materializations. And if that happens, you know, we hope to give sittings, you know. But that's what my next goal is.
So your goal is to try to have the medium you're developing be able to do full materializations?
Yes, that's what our goal is. He's been told he will be one. He's been told he will be one, and he's already in deep trance during the seance, but he's just we just don't have the voice box yet, and we just don't have the ectoplasm yet. But I think it will come. It just takes time.
Well, that sounds really wonderful, and I know that it takes a tremendous amount of time to develop physical mediumship, so I really do wish you the best of luck with this, and you're going to have to keep me informed on how your group's going.
No, absolutely, Susan. I love it, and I love what you're doing, because you're also spreading the word and developing mediums, and that's what it's all about. There is life after death, which tells us the world is not just one materialistic endeavor, but there is the spiritual aspect to life.
Yes, you're very right. And I mean, that's one thing I didn't get to say in our panel this morning, was that spiritualism is really trying to counter materialism in many, many ways. And it's trying to bring the spiritual nature back to the awareness of many individuals. So I look forward to our future communication and the types of research that we're both hopefully going to be doing in the future. So good luck with it.
Thank you, Susan. I appreciate it. I appreciate you for having me.
Yeah, is there anything else you wanted to add?
It is that everybody, if you're interested in this, do the reading. Read about physical phenomena. Form your own circle. It might take time, but in the end, it could be worth very rewarding. So I highly recommend it. Highly recommend it that they, you know, and learn about it. And, you know, Susan, you teach about it. I've written about it. Read the books, listen to the teachings, and I think you will develop into a much better person all around.
I agree with you. I mean, people just look for the books. There are a number of books out there on physical mediumship. There's also a number of books out on mediumship and spirituality. But actually, some of the best books I've found are some of the old-time ones, some of the historical texts, which you can get actually for free on the internet. So I would encourage people to look that up. And here it is.
Oh, I agree.
I'm trying to get a resource here. Have you ever heard of, Association for the Preservation of Spiritualist and Occult Periodicals?
No, I've never heard of it, but it's if they are doing it, it sounds great. I've never heard of it.
I'm going to give you the website address because their mission has been to digitize and make available a lot of the spiritualist literature. And they've been going around to spiritualist churches and Lilydale and organizations like that and digitizing all of the old magazines and periodicals on this. And their website is www.IAPSOP.com. That's www. I is in ice cream, A is in apple, P is in pop, S is in Susan, O is in onion, and P is in pop. So .com. So if that's a wonderful resource for everyone, and you can even find works that go all the way back to Emma Hartage Britton's articles on how to run a circle that was published in the Two Worlds publication. So with that said, I thank you very much, Jan, for sharing your work with us, and I look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Well, it'd be great, Susan. I thank you for having me, and I look forward to our communication. Bye-bye.
You're very, very welcome. Yes, and this is Dr. Susan Barnes. I am broadcasting live from the Afterlife Conference in Phoenix, Arizona, and we have some of the leading researchers here on afterlife communication and afterlife stuff. And so we're trying to pull some of these people together to talk to us. And many of them have written books on afterlife. So this is a new hot topic, so I encourage everyone to look for some of these books. But Jan's book is really quite wonderful. And another reason why I like the book so much is because he really stresses what physical mediumship is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about proving the continuity of life and bringing healing to all of those who've lost loved ones on the other side. And with that said, I think we're about time to take a break. You're listening to the Psychic Professor's Show, and you can find out information about us by going to www.spiritartgallery.net. And with that, I'm ready for break.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi there, this is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio. If you've listened to the show, you know I talk a lot about listening to your body. Here's the deal, listening to your body takes quieting your mind, and I want to teach you how. Actually, we're going to start right now. Take a deep breath, a truly deep breath, all the way to the top of your inhale, and then exhaling to the very bottom of your belly, breathing. Feeding your body the oxygen and fuel it needs. This is the first step in listening to your body. There's more, but it's so easy. I want to share a quick meditation with you to help you instantly reconnect with yourself and listen to your body. Simply go to audreymichelle.com/tips and download it for free today. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled michelle.com/tips.
Tune in each month to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
And we're back with the Psychic Professor Show live from the Afterlife Conference in Phoenix, Arizona. And my next guest is going to be Ernie Jackson. He has a group called Helping Parents Heal, and he's also got an upcoming conference. So, Ernie, why don't you tell us first what Helping Parents Heal is about, and then you can tell us when and where the conference is.
Thank you for having me on, Susan. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Okay, great. Helping Parents Heal was founded, co-founded by Elizabeth Boisson and Mark Ireland. I'm on the board of directors. Our mission here is Helping Parents Heal. Helping Parents Heal is a nonprofit organization dedicated to assisting bereaved parents, giving them support and resources to aid in the healing process. We go a step beyond other groups by allowing the open discussion of spiritual experiences and evidence for the afterlife in a non-dogmatic way. Affiliated groups are welcome. Everyone, regardless of religious or non-religious background, is welcome. It's a great organization. I'm honored to be a part of it.
So what we're doing is when people see things like butterflies land on their hands and different signs like that, explaining how that is a sign of evidence?
Exactly. It's tough when parents lose children. It doesn't work that way. And we lost our son 8 years ago, and his visits changed our life. It changed everything. View a lifetime. So we give parents a safe place to grieve and talk about the really tough emotions. We help them identify the signs.
Okay, we're getting a little bit of breakup with you, Ernie, so we're going to see if we can try and fix that. Because I think that the Helping Parents Heal is a really, really important part of afterlife research. And, I mean, so many parents have lost children for all kinds of circumstances that enabling them to be able to communicate with each other is an important thing. Would you agree?
Definitely. It is. I mean, we walk through life and we just don't know. We just don't know how many parents have had their kids transition until it happens to you. I mean, I was like that as well. You don't think about it. And you're supposed to lose your parents first. But when you lose a child, it changes everything. And then either you have to go through and suffer alone, which we began our grief journey alone, or because of a group like Helping Parents Heal, you find yourself in a community of parents whose kids are transitioned. And notice I don't use the word death. I use the word transitioned. And then you get to start talking about the signs in a non-dogmatic way. It's allowed. It's encouraged. And that changes everything. I mean, that's where the rubber meets the road. That's where the rubber meets the road for me and our membership. The signs mean there's no death. The signs mean our kids show us that we're eternal. Our kids are eternal. They show us we're eternal. And that changes everything. So, number one, we help parents grieve and work through that tough stuff. But then once we see the fact that we're eternal, we're leading the charge in a manner of speaking. I mean, I personally feel like I've got an obligation to be out there and help people learn that we're eternal and discover what that means for their day-to-day life.
That's really, really wonderful. Now, why don't you tell us about the conference you have coming up?
We're having a conference next year right here at this very resort. It's in Scottsdale, April 13th through the 15th. Of 2018, and we have got a cast of speakers. We're gonna talk about grieving, and we're gonna talk about signs. Our conference is gonna be filled with so much love and so much light. I am so excited! I cannot wait. I cannot wait.
Yes, but I think that's really, really important to know that we're trying to bring love and light into people's lives, so that the people who spend their time doing a lot of the afterlife research do it out of their own personal love and their concern for other people as well as themselves.
Exactly. I mean, and this is really, you know, as odd as it might sound, it's becoming the norm. I mean, you have people who have suffered the most unimaginable tragedy. And, you know, our friends say, we couldn't imagine having to go through that. And here we are, we're going through it. And we emerge from the other side. And time is no matter. I mean, it might take a year, it might take 6 months, it might take 5 years. For some, it takes 10 or longer, and that's okay. Time is no matter. We emerge on the other side, and we're out here being of service. And it's just wild and amazing and divine that it works this way. And we're all honored to do so. We're here to help. We're here to help.
Yes, and that, I think, is the key thing to communicate to people, is that you really are there to help, and you're there to help all these parents heal, which is the name of your organization, which really perfectly sums it up. I like that very, very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, and as I mentioned, my wife and I, we began our journey alone. I mean, our son, Quentin Stone Jackson, transitioned a little over 8 years ago, and we had our community, if you will, we had our closest friends with us. But when he began to visit, we were on that journey alone, and, I mean, you couldn't shut us up. Me personally, I didn't know it worked that way. I had no clue. I was on fire with awe and reverence and gratitude that our son showed us that he is eternal. So we ended up writing 2 books about our experiences, and we continue to share and help in any way we can.
Yes, well, that's amazing, because you were able to take a tragic situation and turn it into something that not only helps yourself, but helps a lot of other people along the way. And this is truly what the Voices of Spirit want us to do. I mean, they really want us to try to help others as much as we can, and also communicate the message that people do transition. They don't completely die. We can communicate with them on the other side.
Exactly. Exactly. And I continue to be amazed at how many of us there are. You know, initially, the people in our immediate vicinity, our immediate community, looked at us with awe because they didn't know many people that can go through a tragedy like this. But now that we're part of a larger community called Helping Parents Heal, there's so many of us. There's so many of us who have gone through this tragedy, and we're out here trying to help others. It's really a beautiful thing, beautiful organization.
Yes, that's really very admirable. And is there anything else you'd like to say about your organization or your work?
Well, number one, it's not my organization. I want to be clear on that. I'm on the board. It was co-founded by Mark Ireland and Elizabeth Boisson. But we're having our conference April 13th to the 15th in Scottsdale. Helping Parents Heal is www.helpingparentsheal.org. Come to the conference. You know, if you had a child transition, come to the conference. If you want to hear some amazing stories and be around some amazing people, come to the conference. It's going to be great.
That sounds wonderful, yes, and I'm sure it will be an incredibly successful, but more important, a healing event for many, many people. So, yes, I would encourage people to look it up on your website and
www.helpingparentsheal.org.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Susan.
And with that, we thank you. Yes, we're here at the Afterlife Conference. We're here at the Afterlife Conference Live, and we're ready. Actually, it might be a little bit early, but I'm ready to go on a break because I have one final spectacular guest here. And so I'm going to leave him. Mark Anthony is going to be with us in our final segment. So you're listening to the Psychic Professor's Show on Transformation Talk Radio, The Voices of Spirit. And when we come back from a break, we will have Mark Anthony. Thank you. Be back soon.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm.
Sue Storm.
TheAngelLady.net.
TheAngelLady.net.
Live your magnificence, for the love of joy is a precious gift offered to us by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. He takes us on an incredible 30-day adventure to expand our minds and hearts with the nectar of life, love, and joy. This book will help you bring more joy, love, health, abundance, adventure, romance, and magnificence into your life.
Back, and you're listening to the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes, and we are broadcasting live from the Afterlife Conference in Phoenix, Arizona. And next, I have a very special guest. I have Mark Anthony, who is the psychic lawyer, and he's going to tell us what kind of lawyer are you now? What kind of lawyer were you? Mark?
Well, thank you for having me on the show. It's great being here at the Afterlife Institute Symposium. And I was a prosecutor when I first got out of law school. And then I went into criminal defense and personal injury, wrongful death, head injury litigation. So I've represented over 10,000 people as an attorney, tried over 300 jury trials and at least 2,000 bench trials. I've done everything from misdemeanor violations to first-degree premeditated murder cases, as well as complex civil litigation involving wrongful death and dismemberment. So I've kind of done the whole litigation spectrum when it comes to human tragedy.
Wow, that's amazing. So now, how did you get into being a medium?
Well, I was born a medium, and both my parents had psychic abilities. My mother was a very gifted psychic and medium. My dad is clairvoyant and clairaudient medium, and it runs on both sides of the family for generations. We say that I am a fourth-generation psychic medium only because we can verify mediums on both sides of the family for four generations, going back to about the 1890s.
I suspect that this ability goes even further back, but the records of my family are fragmentary. After, once you get into the 1890s on back, it's hard to verify things.
Yeah, it is. And but that's really, really interesting. And also it's hard because in some families they wouldn't admit it. They'd cover it up and they wouldn't tell people about the psychic
energy. Yes, that's a very good point. A lot of people in their families, they look at psychic abilities as an object of shame. Now, on my dad's side of the family, they were very conservative Christians from Pennsylvania. And it was kind of hush-hush. But my dad's mother, his sister, and his maternal grandmother were all mediums. And on Thursday afternoons, they'd have the girls over for bridge. Well, it wasn't bridge. They were doing readings. And my mother's family came over from Italy. And being Italian Catholic, spirituality and having angels and saints and God as being part of your everyday life was not unusual. And so they embraced it and talked about it openly. In fact, my great-grandmother, Giovanna, she was recently featured in the PBS special on the Italian Americans. And it was really fascinating because she came over to the United States just after the turn of the century, the 20th century. And it was documented in the special about her psychic abilities. She was looked at in the Italian and Catholic community of New York as the woman who knew things.
That's really interesting. And then your father's side of the family was from Pennsylvania?
Yes, they were from Pennsylvania. And my dad, at around the age of 6, realized he could hear spirits. And, he was smart. He was a smart kid. And he realized that if you start telling people that you're hearing things that nobody else is hearing, that's not good. So he kept it to himself until he discovered that his sister Marjorie, his mother Isabel, and his grandmother Grace not only could hear spirits, but they could also see them. And they were also very good at predicting future events. Now, what people need to understand, when they hear things like this, they think, oh, this guy's from some gypsy fortune-telling family. Nothing could be further from the truth. My dad's family, very conservative Pennsylvanians, and my father was a NASA engineer and a Navy SEAL. My mother was a commercial illustrator, and so we were very much a mainstream family. I'm the only one who has gone public in a very big way about this, and certainly, at times it has not been easy, but it isn't about whether it's easy or difficult for me. It's about the work that I do in facilitating communication between people here and their loved ones on the other side. So long story short, it's all about the healing work.
Yes, and I think a lot of people forget about the healing part, which is so very, very important. Now, how did you kind of go from a transition from doing all these high-powered legal types of jobs to being a medium?
Well, I've always had mediumistic ability. When I was about 3, I started seeing spirits, and I remember Mom was excited about it, Dad not so much, because he knew that it could be difficult for me. And as I got older, I wanted to go into the clergy, which is not unusual for a medium to be drawn to the spiritual. But I didn't like all the rules and regulations in the Catholic Church, so I ended up in law. Not like there's any rules and regulations there.
No, not at all.
And then as I got older, my psychic abilities intensified to the point where that door opened, I went through it, and there was no turning back.
Actually, I can understand that very well. So now, tell us what you're doing now.
What I'm doing now is I've got 2 best-selling books out, Never Letting Go, which is a guide on the journey through grief, and it teaches people how to recognize the signs for when loved ones are around them. And it's very healing with messages of love and hope from the other side. It's recommended by hospices and grief counselors worldwide. My latest book, Evidence of Eternity, was submitted for a Pulitzer. And both my books are in 5 different languages. And Evidence of Eternity bridges the gap between the spiritual and the scientific by explaining spirit communication and the afterlife on the basis of science, theoretical physics, human physiology, and evidence. So what's been happening now is that the demand for my services as a medium and a public speaker at expos, conventions, and universities, such as the Afterlife Institute, I've also spoken at Brown, Columbia, Harvard, and Yale, the Sedona Spirit Symposium, International Association Near-Death Studies, the Edgar Cayce Association, that's just a few of them. And what I do is I explain the science of spirit communication. With all due respect to a lot of people in my field, I'm not an airy-fairy granola psychic. I believe that all of this is based on quantum physics and can be explained in a logical, rational manner, which is science-based, but that does not eliminate God from the equation, because God is pure energy and an energy that we're all connected to, as opposed to being a neurotic white guy sitting on a throne with a scepter, smiting people for not tithing 10% or reading the King James Version of the Bible.
That's really interesting. And I think we need more of that logical kind of argument that sometimes comes into the spiritual so it doesn't seem so far-fetched. So I congratulate you on all of this work you're doing, except you forgot to mention one place where you've lectured, which is Lilydale, which is where I met you in the first place.
Well, Lilydale is near and dear to my heart. And yes, I remember when we met. I'll tell you, anyone who hasn't been to Lilydale, it's kind of like the psychic version of Mayberry. I mean,
I've never thought of it that way.
It is. It's this really charming Victorian town with the, you know, the houses with the, you know, the gables on them and the little white picket fences. And it's, you know, it was founded in the spiritualist era in the late 1800s. And every summer they do a big events where they bring in psychics and mediums and numerologists, et cetera, to speak. And it was my pleasure to have been at the Lilydale Assembly. And I understand that they would like me to return in 2018.
Well, I look forward to that, yes. So I hope you can negotiate that. And if you do, then you have to come and visit me in my seance room there, which will be quite fun. It's always experimental and fun. Yeah.
I think that would be fantastic, because I always like meeting other psychics, other mediums, and being open to new ideas. Because what we collectively need to do, or are doing, is removing the fear and superstition from spirit communication and the afterlife, and letting people know that life truly is everlasting, that we can communicate with the souls of our deceased loved ones, will be reunited with them in the light that is God, and that God and the afterlife do exist. And we prove this through the evidence transmitted by spirits to us.
You're absolutely right. And I mean, that was the goal of spiritualism, was to try to convince people that we do not die, we just go into another realm or the other world. So interworld communication is possible, and it's something that occurs every day. So that's a wonderful message.
Thank you. It absolutely is. And if people want to find out more about my work and about my books, my website is evidenceofeternity.com, which is the same as my latest book, Evidence of Eternity.
Well, thank you very much. Where the show is just about over, so I'm going to thank Mark Anthony for that very insightful information, and I look forward to seeing him again. And just to remind everybody, it's the evidenceofeternity.com. And you're listening to the Psychic Professor Show, and you can find out about us at www.spiritartgallery.com. And we are on Transformation Talk Radio. Until next week, this is Susan Barnes. I am broadcasting live from the Afterlife Conference in Phoenix, Arizona, and we've been fortunate today that we could get a number of the speakers and some of the visitors here to be on the show and tell you about their afterlife work, which is a very important new topic of research. And yes, we want to get the fear out of this so people can talk about it more openly and honestly. So until next week, I'm going to say goodbye.
You've been listening to The Psychic Professor's Show with Dr. Susan Barnes, the Voices of Spirit Radio. Dr. Barnes' deep knowledge of spiritual issues provides an hour of lively talk and discussion about everything from historical facts to trance communication. To download this show or any past shows, or to learn more about Dr. Susan and her spirit-inspired art, visit spiritartgallery.net.